You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Do, 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 do.
Hello.
It's a doubleheader day.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Things are really happening in the world. But most importantly, VPR is back.
VPR is back.
And the Valley.
The Valley is even more back.
I know.
We are so back.
We're so fucking back. It took almost all of Q1 to get to a good place. But when we have arrived, it feels better than ever.
We've arrived with both.
Yeah.
VPR is taking a turn for the best. I'm into it. I'm loving it. All we needed was Jax.
I know. He was the missing link.
And Ariana and Tom in the same room.
That's all that has to happen. I just need to see them. They don't even have to speak to each other or acknowledge each other, but they just need to gather.
Yeah.
But should we talk about some headlines?
Yes, let's go.
Okay. What's the latest on Kategate? Let's just catch everyone up to speed and speak on it.
I mean, it feels like every day there's a new, like, sort of Black Mirror twist to this story. It's truly getting... As Nini would say, it's getting weird. There's a Spanish newspaper or Spanish news channel that has been reporting, I think for a minute, that Kate either was or is in a coma. Because she had a procedure and something went really wrong, and the only way to save her was to put her into a medically induced coma. That's what the Spanish newspaper is saying. Now they're saying that there was some like Russian hack of the medical files for her in the hospital she was at. I don't know. So that's the latest with like the like more out there conspiracy theory. But
I think we can all agree that the Christmas farmer's market footage was fake.
That motherfucker back there.
I knew immediately when I watched it.
You said that motherfucker.
My stance has always been that's not real.
That motherfucker back there is not real. That was you. No,
fairly good at deciphering like AI weirdness from reality. Von Tees.
I didn't know I've watched it now like 25 times, and there were
you flip flopped, you shishooed on this the reality.
It was like the Zapruder. It truly is like JFK assassination footage. I'm literally looking at it like, what is going on? There were a few times where I was like, that's Kate. But now I'm like fully convinced that they had a stand-in and then somehow AI'd her face to look like Kate a little. That's what I think really it was. Because if you look at the video, her face, I think...
Her face is weird.
Her face is morphing as she walks. Like, it's not consistent. There's not a consistent Kate face. That's definitely William in a hat.
I don't even know if it's him.
Maybe they eye out his face.
It reads as not real across the board to me. I don't trust the graininess. I don't trust like that's the only footage. Like, I just don't trust it one bit.
And one thing that I think my initial gut told me that something ain't right, but I kind of ignored it.
You want to believe.
I want to believe, but no one's looking at them. And I guess it's like, I was like, oh, I guess everyone here is like, there they are. Like, this is routine. Like, they head to the farmer's market every weekend. But if you're, supposedly this is taken this past Saturday, at this point,
peak
for most
psychosis.
Of the world, she's, or like a lot of the world, she's the most talked about person.
Yeah.
So, and especially in the UK, everyone, she's like the most famous woman in the UK, right?
Yeah.
So... Even if everyone's like trying to be chill about it, people are going to be looking. If there's no Secret Service, like they're just out and about, which, like, I'm sure that they do that sometimes, but I'm also a little, like, why is no one... It almost reads like they were green screened in somehow.
It does. It also just doesn't add up to, after all this hysteria, have just, like, a casual farmer's market day. That's not how life works.
No, and there's, like, as you said, there's Christmas decor, so it clearly was taken. And it doesn't... I'm not, like, I don't, like, really know... Like, I didn't know how Kate, like, how she walks. So I went back and I tried to compare, like, gait. And it's not the same. Kate, the way she moves is very, like, rehearsed and, like, regal. Because she's, like, I'm sure been through, like, walking etiquette, whatever. This girl's walking kind of like a girl on a college campus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, heading to the Libs during finals week. It just doesn't seem like her. And she's shorter than William in the video, and Kate's fairly, I think she's a tall girl, right?
I'm not sure. I just knew. I was just like, this ain't it.
It's freaking that, but now I'm like, and my other, I've come to this conclusion on my own with research. Mama, let's research.
Mama, it's taken you a bit, but you've come to...
I don't think Lady Rose and William are having an affair. Currently. Yeah,
I don't think so either.
I think maybe there was some, like, some weirdness, but I think the other day, I think Monday or Sunday, Lady Chumbawamba had her lawyers issue a statement being like, this is not true. And where we are as a culture right now, it was even different, like, back 5 years ago, but where we are as a culture right now, if you get caught lying about that, like, if she's lying and saying it's not true, and then it's found out that it is true, it's just like, what? That's such a catastrophe, and, like, she'll never be accepted. Do you know what I mean? If she was trying to really, like, play her smart game of, like, entering the royal family and, like, playing her cards right to become the queen one day, if she's lying about that, and then, like, after all this craziness happens, we find out that she lied about that, everyone's gonna be like, what? You know what I mean?
I don't understand. There's no upside to being the queen.
No, that's
so that's one thing. No, like, who would even want that? Like, I don't even think I don't think anyone in their right mind would want a truly meaningless role of royalty.
Totally. No, that's it. My other point is, like, what the first is, like, it's just after all this, it's like, why? Like, I'm sure she's probably just like, no. Second, she's a really good deal. She's a gay husband. She has unlimited wealth. He's fucking rich. They live in, like, a manor that looks like the Saltburn Manor. She has, like, she's sort of just like this royal adjacent layabout who has a title. Better to be adjacent and have a title than, like, actual responsibility, which what responsibility do the actual peoples have? But, like, she is the best deal ever. And she can party. She has twins.
Yeah, she's that's a, like, good life. I don't want Kate's existence. I can't see even Kate wanting Kate's existence.
So that, I mean, and this is assuming that this person is, like, normal. So, like, who knows? Maybe she is, like, delusional and, like, is like, I will be queen and is. But I've come to, like, at first I was like, he's definitely fucking this woman. But now I'm like, I just feel like she's, like, been thrown into this and is like, why am I?
I think that this is maybe all a distraction for something else. And now I'm leaning towards the theory that Charles is actually, like, on his deathbed and they're trying to distract with, like, a where is Kate hysteria.
Because they love to throw a woman in to divert.
Yeah. And also it's like he just got fucking crowned and all that. They spent all this money to, like, put him through the crowning and then only for him to, like, fucking perish is, like, really annoying. Again, if I were a UK taxpayer, I'd be insurrecting. So if you're right. Have a woman in a coma, that's way more exciting than a man in a coma. A woman in duress is, there's nothing more exciting.
Our world.
A man in duress is like all men are to some extent.
The world loves a whore and a woman in duress.
Yeah. And a woman on the verge. And just like women in general.
Yeah. But we also.
But not necessarily a powerful woman.
No. We want women who are like on the brim. Yeah. But like. Yeah, I think it's like, Because it's like, is there going to be another coronation?
There would be
coronation?
Another. Well, if there, the coronation I'm signing up for
is William and Kate.
Is Kate the Barbie doll coronation looks and vibes.
Not Camilla.
No, I don't care about old people getting
not
coronated.
Not sausage fingers. No. Charles.
They're not sexy.
They're not sexy.
I don't want you, like, if I'm going to watch someone being crowned with stolen jewels and blood diamonds, at least make it a hot bitch. Come on.
I don't want, like, two old people who look like those, like, caroler decorations that people have with the
Nana
rosy cheeks.
I Pawpaw getting groomed.
No, I want fucking, like...
I want like a fucking just thin fucking bitch.
Yeah,
with
like
powerful hair and a gorgeous smile.
A skinny ass bitch serving cunt.
I want a girl stepping up on the church fucking floor serving cunt in the blood diamonds and charging the taxpayers £100,000 per second.
Because at least then people will be like, okay, she's at least serving looks.
Yeah, imagine. She's going to get to serve at least like 8 to 10 looks over that weekend. And then like a balcony moment. Prince William, I don't even like...
I don't see him. No. I don't even... You don't even exist to me.
He does not matter
That's
to me.
That's me. I'm
unless
Nancy.
Unless he comes to the coronation. And I do think they're... I think as a taxpayer... I would be really happy if he showed up to coronation with the hair of his youth. That would be like, I'd be like, taxpayer money well spent. If he showed up with a golden mane and then she shows up
and a little tan.
Kim K snatched jawline, I think we should do some breast implants just to get the proportion. I mean, I just think it can take... Just a little thin sometimes, but I think.
Well, then, I think that might be a big part of what's happening.
Fucking hair to the gut.
She does have great hair.
Great hair.
The bitch has
and
good
then
hair.
Give them those blood diamonds and fucking roll the tapes because I'm ready to sit down.
Line them up.
Yeah, but otherwise, miss me, cancel it. I don't care.
Do a private coronation with family
just be
only.
Like, here you go. If he's gonna be like a bald. Prince Philip.
Wait, but I swear to God, Laura, I think he's getting like hair. I've been seeing more hair on that bald scalp of his.
I think he's doing kind of a Trumpian.
No.
Because, he's taking some wisps and combing them.
No, because before he didn't even have wisps. I feel like they're getting him ready.
They need to hurry at the fuck
they
up.
They need to hurry.
They need to harvest. They need to
harvest.
Harvest
your children.
Put some taxpayer money towards
PRP.
Just a hair slave
hair
who
transfer.
Will grow the hair for you, and then you can pluck the hairs from the
some like blonde.
Yeah, like a blonde. I think
like
that
a blonde,
would be
like a find like a British
just
person,
a white man with good hair. Enslave him for the hair growth, harvest it, and put it on Will's head. Honestly, if he's not coming to that coronation looking like a 10,
leave me out. He needs to self tan. He needs to do a little bronze. He's looking a little pasty.
I think he should hit tanning booth.
No, just
but
to
I
look,
think a self tanner.
Yeah, he's
just
a little,
get a call a self tan. They'll come to the house.
He looks like a tall gray.
He's not looking his best.
He looks a little tilapia.
I think he could put on some muscle. He could hit the gym. He could get on some creatine or HGH. There's time.
Kate and
but
him
the clock is ticking.
Kate should go on steroids.
It all what goes, if Kate always go back to women going on steroids on this podcast. Literally everything starts out like look snatched, but really it ends in a place of you need to go on steroids and get Terminator arms and be G.I. Jane.
What's that about?
I don't, it's just like, I think a need to see women step into like a more powerful role in their own existence. Kate should call up Kyle Richards once she's out of the coma and Kyle could walk her.
I saw a picture, superimposed a picture of Morgan Wade and Kate. And was like, and someone wrote, wow.
Kate should start dating Morgan Wade. She should just start putting, she should take a walk with Morgan Wade just to mix things up.
What if Kate emerged with like a full on like bowl cut?
I think tongues could get wagged. I don't want that for her because the hair, I just can't, I can't spiritually take.
She has, the one thing she's got going for her is her great hair.
What if she came out with, what if Kate accidentally like, some sinister gay hairdresser was like, I'm going to do you right. And Kate accidentally got either a senator haircut or the horrible Kate Goslin. And she just said, I'm in hiding now. I feel like you won't hear from me for 3 months.
Because Britain gets like hairstyles from America, I think probably a few years after.
Or they just like, you know, they're like, maybe she wanted to switch things up. So she found a hairdresser that was like, I'm on the London punk scene, mate. And he was like, I'm gonna fucking get you, cunt girl. And then he turned her around. She looked in the mirror and she said, cancel all the engagements. I won't be seen until after Q1 is over. That's what I would do. Like, literally, yeah, I was a princess and someone, like, I wish last March I had the privilege of being a royal princess and could go underground for 3 months for the senator hair to grow out.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? So that, yeah,
the hairdresser
that?
He went, it's the Clash doll. It's, we're going fucking... We're going new wave.
He took her to post-punk. Flock of fucking seagulls.
And Susie she said, and the Banshees doll.
My lord, what have I done?
By God. My God, I will be seen by the eyes of the people.
That could be. That could.
She got a
I
post.
Don't think
she
we
got
should
a goth
rule
look.
That out. Yeah.
She got a goth look.
She went like fucking Robert Smith.
She went full on like Jesus and Mary Chain.
I just think we should consider that as also an option because that is something that has not been thrown out there yet.
That Kate got a post-punk haircut.
And the haircut went awry and maybe she had to just take a few months off to get it to grow out.
Or maybe she was like, I love this. And they were like, you can't be seen. And she was like, fine. But she's like, I'm rock and roll doll. And she's like,
she texted Will. She goes, I know it's been a bit dry between us, but I've done something to maybe pique your interest. Can't wait till you get home. And he comes home and she's in full rock and roll mode.
She comes out with her chicken roast.
She goes, oi!
She goes, oi, Will, get in here, bitch! Lick my boot!
Yeah, she went like full post-punk, like dominatrix.
She went,
with
oh.
a big strap on. And flock of
your
hair.
City's lion doors.
She gets rock the Casbah.
Bring him to send
like,
him to hell, boy. She went full like suit that band Suicide. Dream baby dream.
And it didn't play well.
No, William was like, you will be sent to the Tower of London to be decapitated. Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Too much Kate talk.
Just let's think about that as a potential.
What's the other story?
Christine Quinn's husband.
Oh, yeah.
Arrested for assault with a deadly weapon while in his bathrobe after he, quote, threw a bag of glass at ex selling Sunset Star but hit their son. Dude.
This is too dark.
Dude.
Wait, who has a bag of glass? What does that mean?
Is Daily Mail trying to be cool and it was really like a bag of meth?
He's smoking glass.
Bag of ice. I want the Daily Mail to just... People need to start writing headlines like just more cool. Let's drop the pretenses of news website because we all know. Like,
news is over.
News is done. We're in a post-news world. Just be like a fucking bag of ice. Launched a bag of ice.
Yeah, so that's scary. So this guy, his name is Christian, right? He's like the bald tech guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. It's crazy that Christine, like, I mean, she looks, I love her, like, but she suddenly became like a fashion darling.
This is really dark.
So this was in the daytime, right?
Yeah, he was arrested for a domestic violence incident. He threw something at her and it didn't hit her.
It hit their kid.
He threw a bag at the victim with a glass bottle inside of it. It missed the victim, but it struck a child. I mean, this is really fucked up. There he
Damn.
Goes.
And there's like photos of him, right? Getting arrested.
Yeah.
Did she call the cops?
Wouldn't you?
No, did she call the paps?
The paps? I don't know. I mean, I would.
Yeah, fuck that guy. Oh my God, that's
he
so
He always had kind
sad.
Of dark energy to me.
I didn't really... He just had like... non-entity energy to me,
which is dark, which yeah. is like I can't trust
oh
this.
That's really sad.
It's really
I hope she
up.
Gets the fuck out of there and gets all the money.
I know. I just hope she gets out of there and she can probably generate that kind of money on her own.
Yeah,
like I feel sad for that kid.
Oh my God, that's so sad. Well, prayers. We love Christine on this pod, so prayers to her.
Yeah.
And her little baby, piece of shit, who throws a glass bottle.
An asshole.
Yeah. Damn. Where do they live? Beverly Hills?
No, no, no. I'm kind of like, if a kid is involved in that way, it darks me out to speak on it.
Okay. Well, we don't even have to.
Well, no, it's fine. But I just was like, I didn't realize.
Uh-oh.
Sad. Kanye released Vultures merch and some like booties, and everything is $20. I checked it out. I really like the cut of some of the long sleeve shirts. I was like, this is serving.
Okay. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah. I think the long sleeve shirts were serving, but I'm also just like, can't do it.
You can't commit.
I can't commit. It's not like, it's not the price point. It's just like, if I don't feel like I'm like vibing with him and his sensibilities, you then can't rocking it. But maybe I could rock like the cream long sleeve in the sanctity of my own home.
He has moments. There are moments where I see his like style for himself or for Bianca, and I'm like, let me preface by saying I'm freaked out by their dynamic. It's a little like, you know, mind control going on, and I think it's a little creepy, to be honest. That it seems it could be like an act or like some sort of like performance art thing, but
it's like a performance art thing.
Okay, so I'm gonna hope it's that, and that there's no, but
like, I don't want to take her agency away from her.
No,
because it seems like she's wearing what she wants to wear, and if
I mean, he claims she's really smart. I believe him.
Yeah, I mean, if I had just like a tight bot, I probably would not feel comfortable wearing those clothes. But like, it's the looks are interesting.
Well, what I'm gonna say is sometimes I'm like, wow, that's actually really cool, and then sometimes I'm like, this is a mentally ill person forcing someone to wear like a trash can on their head,
like looking like a sex slave, kind of,
or just looking like you're on like a bender and you're wearing like a, you know, paper towel cardboard thing as like a bracelet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Look at this skirt.
I mean, that to me, that looks like mentally ill, like you're just like, wear this thing, and she's like, okay.
Yeah, but I feel like,
like, I don't, I think he's a hit or miss.
I'm like, okay, she must like it, because otherwise, why would you wear it?
No, I mean, it's her choice, I think, ultimately.
Her body, her choice. I wouldn't feel comfortable walking into, like, a eatery and sitting my bare ass on the bench.
Your vulva touching the chair.
With my lips lightly grazing a seating.
A sweet green.
I would also feel really cold wherever I went. Is she not freezing cold? It's cold in LA, and she's out here,
and she's from Australia, doll.
I know. So I'm just like, okay, but I like some of the cuts of the things, but then I'm just like, I don't know. No, we're not in Life of Pablo era anymore, and that merch was fire.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is Vultures the album he did? Who did he do the album with? He did it with someone. I listened to it, and I was kind of like, he's lost his touch a little.
Yeah.
With music. I don't really know if he's going to get back there, to be honest.
Ty Dolla Sign. I think that's who he did it with.
Yeah. But $20 means to me that he needs money. He lost a lot of money.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how much the production costs are for those clothes. And I mean, that was his original vision at The Gap when he took over, was that he wanted the price point to be like really accessible and affordable for everyone.
Cool.
And then they were like, no, we're selling these for like $60 or whatever. But, and so I think that made him mad. I just wish that things I wish that he would have stayed on that trajectory and things didn't turn out this way.
Yeah. I wish he hadn't done a lot of things.
Yeah. But, like, I'm watching. I'm keeping an eye on things.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm always hopeful for, like, a full comeback or just some sort of, like, something.
Yeah, I think people I think he's done, I mean, he's made some incredible music, obviously, but he's a big question mark to me right now. And so is she.
Yeah. I'm a little bit like, I wouldn't want to hang with them.
No.
But I'll look at a picture of where they go.
I think the vibes are bad.
The vibes seem really cursed.
Yeah.
In the listening parties and all that. I was like, hotel room.
One Instagram live.
No, girl. I was like, this is really seemed like you're surrounded. It gave the energy of you're surrounded. You are truly surrounded by wolves who are like, yeah, do it. It's so cool. Like, that's my worst nightmare. It's to just be like a freak who everyone around you is telling you you're fucking killing it.
Yeah, that one Instagram live of him in that room and people just like praising everything he's saying. And I'm just like, oh my God, you guys are all fucking assholes.
Yeah. Okay, but we have much bigger fish to fry than anything we just talked about.
The tilapia is on the grill and she's starting.
And we're fucking so back.
We're so back. VPR is good again. Somehow.
Praise be. Somehow.
And I know
they
why.
They pulled it out of their asses and got back to fucking work. And it actually kind of has nothing to do with any cast member on Vanderpump Rules.
No.
But it has a lot to do with a cast member on The Valley.
Jax Taylor, in his 5 minutes of screen time at the end of VPR this episode, unfortunately, he stole the show. And he reminded us what this show is about, which is terrible people being complete menaces. And
to society and each other.
And each other, and fucking stirring shit up, which is what he did, while looking like a railroad, like a villain who ties someone to the railroad track. Seriously.
Wait, also I just have to say,
what?
When we're in a position as a society and Jax Taylor is like the most clear-headed and even-keeled of all, the train has left the station, we're officially off the rails. Like, he's sounding extremely level-headed in comparison to everyone else in this universe, and I'm a little shook by that.
I think you take time away from this weird orb of delusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's like unplugging yourself
from the matrix,
having a moment of seeing yourself. And I'm not saying Jax is like well healed. I think Jax is probably just doing the same old shit, but I think he has some perspective at this point. I think once you take some time away from the VPR machine and you come back to it, you just will automatically sound more mature, which is,
yeah, true.
Hard to say when you're talking about Jax fucking Taylor, but I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy Unique Podcast.
Orbs. Bump heads! Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you. Like I'm feeling you.
It opens up at everyone's extremely bleak living situations. I just can't stress enough how I would rather live in a hole in the ground than anywhere that these people are living currently.
Joan Schwartz, I'm just at a loss. I'm simply at a loss.
They belong together.
They do. Tom has like a mask on and Joe comes in. She's like, what are you doing?
James is like roaming around his AstroTurf backyard and he goes, oh, just got electrocuted by a flower.
That's me.
This is very Carrie-coded. Allie's like,
It's so hot out. I don't even remember what day it was last summer where it was this hot.
I just remember like the sick depths of summer. Oof. This crew thrives in the absolute summer hell on earth.
Sandoval's having a pool party.
Oof. And his crew is truly...
This is what I'm going to show you what they look like.
I thought we had gotten mind the bowels of LA hell. That is a crew that I would rather hang out with. This is like, where do you find these people?
I think some of them probably work for him at Schwartz and Sandy's. I think they're some of their employees, honestly.
Well, yeah. Israel, former employee of Schwartz and Sandy's and now an employee at Sir, which is like,
Whoa, really?
A downgrade. There's not many places you can go that would be worse than Schwartz and Sandy's, except for one place in all of LA, and that would be
Sexy Unique Restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, they're in the kitchen, these random women. I'm like, who the fuck
who's
is that
bartender with the orange hair?
Yeah, she goes, I'm shaking a martini. I'm
shaking
a margarita.
She's shaking at booze, feeding everyone. I was like, truly like, these people are a DNR for me.
They're literally just like, it's Dancing with Death. With
I was
these
like,
people.
LA's over.
LA's so fucking over. These people are just like the desperation to be on TV where you would go to a pool party for Tom Sandoval and like,
and have fun.
And the hottest day of the year is like, and of course, Billy Lee is there.
Yeah.
Which drags.
Lala and Katie meet for dinner.
But yeah, Ariana first scurries out while everyone's ripping shots. They go, cheers to a great pool party, and then everyone cheers, and you just see Ariana like escape outside, and I'm just like, girl, go get out.
Your life is hell. So Lala and Katie meet for dinner, mm-hmm. and they have a Hillen moment. Katie apologizes. Lala apologizes. I was like, this feels like a band-aid on like something that can't last.
Katie's tough. She's a cold fish. And I think Lala has gotten really, I think her sobriety and just like all the things she's been through with Randall, I think she's really,
she's matured,
but she's gotten very soft in a good way. And I think she asked Katie, please be softer with me.
Katie's like, lies, all lies.
Katie's like, well, what do you mean?
I'll try. I'll try. Any promises?
I understand. I'll try. I will try to be. But I can't give you any guarantees.
MJ, no empathy.
No empathy.
Lies.
Lies.
They're no. all lies.
The lies, the lies, the lies.
Lie, lie, lies. I haven't had a stitch of plastic surgery.
Katie's literally going,
fully MJ. She goes, I'll try and be soft with you, slick with you, I'll moonwalk with you.
Yeah, she goes, it comes off. And then Lala's basically like, I will try my best to not bring my situation with my ex up so much. Because Katie's basically like, you make everything about you. And it's like, I'm going to say something. In the grand scheme of things, Lala's situation is more harrowing than
anything
Tom
these fools are dealing with.
I understand the devastation Ariana felt, but like, I just think in terms of like,
but Lala didn't win financially.
No, and I think like Lala didn't get like as much empathy, I don't think, weirdly.
No, she didn't get stands, and it was basically the same thing in a way,
but also in a scarier
way. They both started out as an affair that became a relationship, and then the guy paraded as like a nice guy, a family man, a partner man, and then fucked other people and got found out, and the girl was spurned. But yeah, I think because Lala is more boisterous and empowered and more of like a whore in quotes, the girlies don't ride for Lala like they do.
No, and Randall was also like, more, his was like a whole like Harvey Weinstein kind of situation.
Yeah,
and
it had many layers.
And there's a baby involved. So it's like,
it ain't good.
So I'm just saying, like, Katie,
I'm here for her banking on the send it to Daryl shirt. She needed that.
Yeah.
She's got to pay legal fees, I'm sure.
But Katie going, she's like, it is not the same. Like, it is, you do try to make it all about you.
Shut
and then,
the fuck up.
Yeah. And I was like, Katie, you fucking made it about you and your drama for years. You involved us in your horrific marriage, your sham of a marriage. So I'm just like, shut the fuck up in this moment. And then she goes, and Lala goes, I really am not trying to make it like about me when I'm talking about Ariana. And then Katie suddenly goes, it comes off like that. She goes, well, it comes off like that.
But she did shock me when she said, I'm sorry. I really am sorry. And I was like, holy shit.
I'm sorry. I really am sorry. No empathy.
No empathy.
She goes, I have empathy. I have compassion. And for you, I am sorry. And Lala goes, thank you, girl. Thank you, mama.
Thank you, mama. Let's hug.
They kiss and hug. And then Katie goes, now I'm off to go finger fuck my best.
Now I'm off to manifest sandwiches. She, the The fight for sandwiches rages onwards with every passing day.
Will we ever know a time when sandwiches aren't on the forefront of my mind?
She goes, I wake up dreaming of baguette. She also where is Saw? We're on Saw Watch, and it ain't happening, sweetie. And I watched the after show, which, by the way, is
some of the best
television that's out there right now. Brittany admitted on the after show to having anal sex.
With Jax?
I don't know. She was just like, she and Lala were talking, and Lala was like, I've never done anal. And Brittany goes, you haven't? And she goes, no, have you? And she goes, yeah. And I was like, You're a fucking queen for that, and you won my respect, you old bitch.
Anal queen.
I knew you had it in you, you big old anal queen. I said, I like this
that
one.
Kentucky
I
home.
Said, that Kentucky little butthole's gotten serviced, and I like what I'm hearing. I go, you've got a fan in me now, sister. Let's go.
Anal queen.
I go, here
you're
we
not.
Go.
Here we go.
But Katie literally is on Sandwich Watch 2024 in that after show. She is there to just have Ariana's back no matter what happens. And just like anyone that Ariana's mad at, Katie Bologna, Cher.
It comes off like that.
The cold cuts.
What if she walks in like in like a baguette?
She walks in like in the costume. Sex in the City episode where the sandwich man. That is what she's going to be reduced to.
She was a lawyer
she's
and
gonna
he was
be
a sandwich.
She's going to be reduced to Sandwich on the Street, where she literally goes, fuck me, to people.
Hey.
She goes, a lawyer walks by on the way to the office, and they just hear a big old sandwich costumed person go, trade me.
He just hears, activate me,
trade me.
What?
Trade me.
Katie would be the...
No, he walks by and she just hears... She hears, ajou sauce. What? Ajou sauce.
Roast beef.
Fuck me on a bed of roast beef.
Trade me.
And he goes, excuse me? And she goes, trade me.
But that is her future if she doesn't get her shit together. She needs to get out of sandwich world now and just like regroup.
I know. She needs, they all these people need to read the fuck.
They
group.
Need to regroup.
Everyone except Ariana needs to regroup right now.
Also, Ariana literally didn't tell Katie that she'd gotten, according to Lala, Ariana got Chicago and decided to move to New York and didn't tell her partner in sandwiches, Katie, that she was off to Broadway. And I was like, the fact that Katie has not yet regrouped and is still fighting tooth and nail for Chef Penny's hideous sandwiches has told me everything I need to know. And I'm going to have to send a cease and desist for her. She needs a cease and desist with sandwich life.
I think Ariana's going to stay in New York.
Yeah.
I think she's going to become a New York girl. And there's going to be a spinoff about like Ariana's life in New York.
I'm intrigued.
It's like when Whitney Port went to the city.
I know. I think
the best show ever made.
I think it could have two seasons in it and then peter out.
She needs to be single though.
Yeah.
I will never forget Kelly Catrone on The City going to that skinny model going, honey, are you okay? Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, Princess Diana. But that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Disintel, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers. Stretching back into the history of the British monarchy, did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Disintel on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Nothing gives me naked confidence like being freshly showered, hair blown out, makeup on, putting on my favorite perfume.
Nothing gives me naked confidence quite like getting my parking validated at Equinox after a well-earned workout.
A very close second would be Lumi Whole Body Deodorant. Unlike certain other deos, Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere, from your pits to your feet.
And yes, even your privates. In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi.
Flash forward 6 years and her game-changing whole body deo has earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people who love feeling confident from head to toe.
New customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. I love Lumi because as a gay man, you need to have your taint smelling fresh as fuck. So with one roll of Lumi, I'm ready to get out there and own the world.
What I love most about Lumi is that it's multi-purpose. It saves its customers money because you're not buying all these different products for different body parts. You can just boil it all down to one super product that takes care of any of your odor issues.
Whole body deodorant with Lumi, seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. Your pits, your underboobs, thigh folds, belly buttons, butt cracks, vulvas, and feet.
It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control over up to 72 hours.
And it's baking soda free and paraben free.
Plus, it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt.
Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping.
As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with the code SUP at LumiDeodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the code SUP. Are you ready to win Mother's Day and cement your reputation as the best gift giver in the family? Give the moms in your life an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos, and you will rise to the top of the heap, and you will be deified and worshipped for the rest of your days walking this planet.
Because as anyone who has siblings know, that's the only goal on Mother's Day is to be the favorite.
And if you're an only child, you're still competing with all your other extended family members, and it's important to wage a war and come out on top.
If you're an only child, you're also at war with yourself.
So what you can do is get your mother or the preeminent mother figure in your life an Aura frame. You load it up with photos. It's literally the easiest thing to do. And I know that you might be thinking, ew, digital frames are bleak, but I'm telling you, this Aura frame is chic.
And the best part is it has unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, so you can keep updating your mother or mother figure's frame with new photos. So it's the gift that keeps on giving and uploading.
I gave my mom an Aura frame, and she had resisted for so long because she's truly anti-technology, like barely even understands right. How to FaceTime. And I said, just let me. And I set it all up for her. I plugged it in. I fired up the app. I preloaded pictures on it, and now she's so into it that she figured out how to preload pictures and even runs it from her app, which is truly saying a lot because she refuses to download apps. She thinks everyone's spying on her, stealing her data, and the fact that I was able to break through and she literally loves this frame, like loaded it up with pictures of her cat, I was like, we did it, Joe. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off, plus free shipping on their best-selling frame.
That's AuraFrames.com. Use code SUP at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Back at Tom's pool party, I have no words. You have no words for Joe and Schwartz. I have no words for the party. Guests.
There's a song by this guy in Lou Miami from the 80s where he was like this kind of goth. He was so cool, but he has like I can't even compare because this is so cool, but he has all his friends in a graveyard just dancing like this in broad daylight. And I was like, this kind of reminds me of this, except not cool.
It's the circus came to town.
It is.
And it's gathered in his backyard.
It is really weird. And Tom is just
too color. Everyone's wearing like too many colors.
Billy's sitting with Tom and she's like, this is my girlfriend.
Have you met, I think she's trying to like set him up with people. She's like, have you met my girl Michelle? And like he's like, no, I invited some girls over, we'll see. And I was like, oh my god, literally wrote, whomst is everyone,
whomst are these people in the pool other than Billy Lee, and whomst the fuck are these girls that come over, because they look like they're 17 and they're a little, I'm like,
they've gotten with their fake IDs to like sign.
They also say not a word. Mm-mm. They don't speak.
They realize that they made the biggest mistake of their lives coming to this party.
And Lilu Dallas is just like shaking up Mila Jovovich in the kitchen is shaking up. She goes, I've got two drinks. When the girls come in, she goes, I got two drinks here and a non-alcoholic drink for you, Tom. I'm like, oh yeah, he's sober.
Yeah,
I'm like, AKA, you're on Molly right now, probably.
So uncomfortable. These girls coming into the pool being like, we've aligned ourselves with the wrong people.
You can see on their faces, they maybe don't even know about VPR.
They may just be like Eastern European.
They were at See You Next Tuesday, so we met them there and then invited them to the pool party, which is like, that's dark enough. So maybe they're like, because I don't know if they like said a word or spoke English. Do they speak English?
I don't know.
But he goes, yeah, I live here with my roommate.
But I can told you see about. Like an Eastern European person coming to LA and like staying in West Hollywood and thinking that Sir is like the hottest club in town and like going there. Like, just going there and being, it feels very Euros of Hollywood coded, so I could see if they don't speak English or, like, English is a second language, like, how they could end up in that mix and getting, like, sucked into this pool party. That's my fan fiction for them.
But you see, in real time, them being, like, because all the rando goths are all, like, looking at them, like, who are you? Like, this is our moment. And these girls are just in the pool talking to Sandoval, and you see them slowly, like, be like, oh, we came to the wrong place.
He's like squatting and he's flirting with them. And
but also not, because he's like, I'm here with living my ex.
Max, 10-year relationship, no big deal. Trapped her in a room. Sometimes I put potato chips under the door for her,
like joking. And I was like, someone needs to pull this man out of the pool and put him in the insane asylum.
Well, it's not going to be Schwartz, because Schwartz is like, dude, I got to go because like people get mad at me if I'm here with you too long. I'm like, what?
I was like, great, you can just say that the vibes are cursed and you don't want to be here.
I know. But I'm also like, great. You guys are great friends.
But also if I were Schwartz, like, because Jax brought this up in the after show where it's like, Tom Sandoval basically left Schwartz in a lurch with Schwartz and Sandy's when he got in all trouble. And I'm like, I would not want to be friends with someone if they just like left me to pick up the pieces of a business that we'd both sunk like our entire life savings into, like a shit restaurant.
But I'm also, I'm not going to give Schwartz that much credit because he, I don't think he's done a lot.
He's just hanging on for dear life.
Yeah, I don't think he's like, I mean, I get what you're saying, and I think in any other circumstance I would fully agree with you, but with Schwartz I'm just kind of like, it's not like he's like really working hard.
No,
I mean, he'd put money in for sure, yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah,
they're fair. Just I just don't think they're like really good friends.
No, my question is, why doesn't Tom have a cleaning lady?
So the next morning Anne is cleaning everything up, and Ariana comes downstairs and she's like, is he really making you do this? And Anne's like, yeah. And Ariana's like, I love Anne, but I feel really bad that she has him as a boss.
Well, also, that's kind of her choice. If you signed up to work for someone who said also part of the job description is that you're going to be a housekeeper, I'd be like, I don't want this job. I'll go to an office and work for someone that I don't clean up after.
Anne had an agenda.
Anne chose this life, so I don't have that much empathy for her.
But she also, she was like, I have a podcast
in
my head.
No compassion. Yeah, she was getting material.
This was material for Anne and her, like,
her big come up.
Isn't she like a stand-up comedian or something?
I don't know. I can't keep up.
Is that just Billie Lee?
I can't keep up.
Well then, okay, I just need to like talk about
a few things. Why don't they have a housekeeper? That's my biggest question. I'm like,
he makes her do his laundry?
You're making money. Like, you literally could pay a housekeeper who would actually, like, I don't even believe that Anne would do a good job. She's not giving me, like, good job at cleaning vibes.
They could have, like, a housekeeper that's there every day. Because the house is...
It's big.
Huge!
And also, you guys are messy. Like, Tom Sandoval looks like he's a messy-ass bitch. I've seen his closet. Like, it's heinous. So, like, he just, like, why aren't you... You can sign up on an app and just have schedule to have people coming in constantly to clean.
It's so bizarre. Wait, also I just need to talk about, like, their house is like somehow is like the biggest house I've ever seen. He has like their home gym with like the bisexual lighting and like you see Tom in the treadmill, he's like,
five bedrooms, isn't it?
And Sheena walks in at one point and she goes, oh my god, I feel so good in here. And like it's like this weird, it's
cavernous.
Yeah, but I kind of like it.
Do you like cavernous cave in a house?
Yeah. I mean, my apartment kind of has, we have like a, you know, we have that like tall.
You can go cave mode.
We go cave mode, and I like that. But it looks uneven in this house. Like,
feng shui is off.
The feng shui is very off. I like a cavernous, cozy vibe when it's like chic.
I like really, like, my ideal would be tons of natural light, but the ability to go cave mode at my discretion.
Have
with
you
like
seen
a blackout blind or something?
Totally. Have you ever seen Tony Duquette's house?
Mm-mm. Who's that?
He was like a really famous set designer of like old, like seven, like Hollywood and like
old Hollywood.
And he was this amazing gay guy. You have to look at this house. It's like what I want my future home to kind of look like. Maybe less audacious than his, but this is the kind of cavernous that I like. He's dead now, but it's in Beverly Hills. It's basically like several different movie sets brought into his house.
Oh, wow. This?
Yes.
It's jewel tones and
it's
like
insane.
Wow.
You need to go to the house. You'd love it.
Oh my God.
He has like molding on the ceilings and just like
lots of art and like it's like maximalism.
Yeah, like this. Like this is the kind of cavernous I like.
Like art deco.
Yes.
Cavernous maximalism.
Like look at this. Amazing.
Yeah.
But this has like
you
feng
like
shui.
A moody. You like yeah. moody.
I like
I don't like modern farmhouse cavernous LED energy.
No, and like it looks a little methy.
It's like Amazon, everything, all the decor is from Amazon.
Chiaroscuro kind of like lights and darks, but not like that. This lights and darks
like
is
a
very
moody play with like lights and shadows.
Yes. This is giving P&P.
Mm-hmm.
And when Sheena walks in and all the lights are off, I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, I don't like that first, the entryway.
Sheena goes, oh my God, it's so hot outside. It's so hot outside. And her and Ariana sit down for a little one-on-one. And Ariana's like, girl, I heard you're mad at me. And Sheena's like, well, I was a little upset to not hear that from you that you were going on Dancing with the Stars.
She goes, was it a punch in the gut? Did I have a good cry? Yes. When she heard about Ariana being on DWTS. What I really noticed too in the scene between the two of them is that their vocal fry has somehow increased.
I think vocal in reality shows, vocal fry increases when people are sitting.
Sitting, and I think the more famous you get, the more vocal fry you experience, to where eventually you just open your mouth and go, ah.
To Ariana's credit, at least seemingly so, she understands and is like, takes accountability.
Yeah.
And she's like, girl, I get it.
She was like, I just had the NDA, you know? I was like, honey, didn't stop you from telling old ponytail Dan. I'm just...
All of this is so, like, Hollywood.
Very Hollywood. Just Sheena's like, having the Hollywood experience that will shape... It will shape her and be a real, do I stay... It will be a touchstone for the rest of her life in Hollywood.
Sheena goes, honestly, I've been spending way more time with Lala lately.
And she's like, well, I'm also just, like, so torn because I miss Sandoval, the version of the friend I had for 14 years. And she goes... What if years from now I come to you and say Sandoval has done so much work on himself and he's a completely different person and I'm thinking of being friends with him?
And Ariana goes, I'd probably give you a side eye, not because I'm like judging you, but that I'm like, girl, you're in danger.
Yeah. And Ariana says Sheena is saying this because she's just laying the groundwork for when eventually she does befriend Tom Sandoval again. And I was like, you're not wrong, but... Isn't that who Shishu has always kind of been?
You know who Shishu is. Also, I heard that the streets are saying that Lala and Ariana got into like a screaming match in the reunion and they had to extend the reunion because they like eviscerated each other.
They had a friendship ending.
Yeah, like I heard they just like went the fuck in on each other.
I'm here for that.
I'm curious
I'm
what it
that.
Is. Yeah.
I go... Sheena, why say all this, Chica? There's power in just saying less. And Sheena doesn't yet understand that.
Sheena's never understood it.
She could still have this in the back of her mind, but you don't need to just say this.
No.
To Ariana. If you want the tea on Chicago, you better zip it up. If you want the tea on everything that she's doing and you don't want her to say, sorry, there was like an NDA, like I couldn't tell you. Also, like,
I want to see Chicago.
Everyone, I know, I want to go too. Maybe we'll.
I want to ask her if we can go. But
girl, good fucking luck. You want to, hey girl.
Hey.
It's me. It's me, Carrie.
Girl, I know she likes me.
Yeah, but when was the last time you guys talked?
On my wedding day.
Oh, yeah. Hey, girl, as a year later wedding present, want to gift me a big old free pass to Chicago?
Oh, no, I'm not asking for a free pass. I'm just asking to
backstage?
Like, pop in and be like, hey, girl. Hey, girl, do you still like me?
Hey, girl, it's me. Don't be mad.
Don't be mad, girl. But
I don't think she's mad.
No. No, we are very pro her on this podcast, and we have been for years.
I'm here to roast whoever needs a good roasting.
Well, I need to roast Schwartz.
I have no allegiances.
Schwartz calls Echo Lake Park his secret happy place, and I literally wanted to take a flare gun and shoot myself in the mouth with it, like an Annihilation.
They literally pile into a clown car to go do their street performance busking.
Schwartz is literally like, I love coming here. It's my secret. I'm like, fucking Echo. Wait, this is like a huge.
This is like an LA landmark.
It's a LA landmark. It's also like disgusting there. It's yeah. Like, it was like a fucking like.
There's like human shit on the ground there.
I know.
The fuck?
And Joe's like, around. Yeah, I've never been here.
He goes, so you went surfing today? How was it? And she goes, so many sharks out there, like crazy.
She's
he
not
goes,
wrong.
I know. But he goes, how many bites would it take to get to the center of a Joseph? And he goes, one, two. And she goes, three. And then they go, three, 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 three. Like, they cannot stop themselves with the sound effects.
Is she wearing a bathing suit?
I don't know.
I feel like she's wearing a bathing suit with, like, board shorts.
She's kind of a board short broad. I like that. She's also a bit, like, mystical crystal, like, boho lady, because in her she's very like cross, she's kind of giving mother god energy.
She's giving the woman who came up to me, I've told the story, at 3 p.m at the Abbey and asked if I had any Tina.
Mm-hmm.
But like looked like a normal kind of normal, and so it truly darked me out so much. That's what Joe is giving me, even though I don't think Joe does drugs.
No, I just think that their clown energy is so off-putting that any sane person would be like, oh, these two are on crystal meth. But really, it's just like they're straight people doing clown comedy.
Tom takes his shoes off and puts them on to pedal. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I know it's like you're going to get, but like, do you know you're going to put your bare feet on like.
You're just asking for like bacterial.
He's so gross. He's so gross.
She tells a story about a turtle that I think is fake.
Mm-hmm.
How she like walked her turtle on a leash and lost it down a sewer drain.
And then he became a ninja mutant turtle.
He goes, and then, whoop, 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 whoop.
And then Schwartz goes, look, there's a turtle right there.
And then she has a talking. She's fully just on the show now, which I was like, praise be. We needed this.
She goes, I have to say, she's like, I'm going to do an astrology reading with Allie. And I have to say, meeting Allie was difficult for me because she's so beautiful. So that's honest.
I was like, poor Allie.
I know.
Allie's being friend trafficked to Joe. This is what you get when you're just like such a tertiary character. I can't
hang out with Joe.
The hell of waking up in a jet stream, jet fuel haze every day.
In Burbank.
Hearing the constant jets overhead in like an air conditioned tiny house with a dog waiting to fucking kill you at any
rip your stomach out,
rip your esophagus out, and then the producers call to they're either gonna, you know, you get a call from a producer and you're like, great, they're either gonna fucking sex traffic me to some unfuckable weirdo on the show, or they're gonna friend traffic me to some unfuckable weirdo on the show, and I'm gonna have to say yes for like $5,000, and then you're like. What's up? And they're like, we are going to need you to meet up with Joe tonight and do an astrology reading on her.
She's like, fuck.
They're like, we're paying you like $1,000 for it. And she's like,
I would do it for $1,000.
Yeah.
Joe says the other girls are mean to her, which.
You brought this on yourself a bit.
Yeah, you've This
you literally sent Katie a text that was like, I love you, girl. You support you. Everything you do is incredible. I'm so here for you, XOXO. And then went and moved in with her ex-husband.
You started the text off with Bieber loves you.
But does she know that we don't? Does Bieber watch Vanderpump Rules?
Maybe.
There's a contingency of VPR heads that watch A-list. And genuinely love Katie Maloney. Like, think that she...
Rihanna.
I need a medical study to be done, or like a psychological study, because people truly feel this way. And look, everyone's going to have a different impression of a show. That's why this podcast is so fun, because there's many different impressions, many different takes. But like, I need a psychological profile from like a medical perspective done on people that watch Vanderpump Rules and genuinely are like, Katie Maloney is my number one cast member.
I mean, Bad Girl Riri, who's my ultimate barometer of who's cool, like if she thinks they're cool, I'm like, they must be. She likes Katie. She follows her. I'm pretty sure. And she follows Heather Gay.
This was years ago, though.
I think people saw Katie and they were like, girl, get out. Because she was with Schwartz. And I think they all like wanted better for her. And that's so they were supporting her.
I'm just curious.
She is iconic a little.
The hair, she's really serving.
No, but
she's
like,
serving more than she ever has, but she's also serving sandwich energy.
She has, to me, she's an iconic OG.
She is an OG, that's for sure.
She fell through a fucking skylight.
And survived.
She's...
And lived to tell the tale.
I believe in Katie.
Okay. I'm not saying I don't believe in
her.
You,
I know, I'm not saying you don't either.
I'm just
saying,
like, curious.
For myself.
Mm-hmm. I don't have, like, really any favorite cast member right now. It's Sheena.
I like Joe. For the chaos.
I like Joe, too.
The crew assembles. Speaking of chaos, they go to the Belmont later, which is, like, that's
you
pretty old school, right?
We'll have to pry the Belmont from these people's cold, dead hands. The Belmont is, like,
can you
a
tell
cockroach.
It is again?
It's on La Cienega, just north of Melrose, in between Melrose and Santa Monica.
Oh, is it near, like, Nightingale.
Yeah.
Oh.
No care. That's like a cursed place where straight people feel they go into their most safe gathering zone is like a well vodka soda, the Belmont.
That strip of La Cienega is hetero hell.
It is. The heteros are called to there, like they leave their house and they just walk like zombies in the direction of the Belmont. It's literally like a cockroach surviving the apocalypse is like how I view the Belmont.
The Belmont. I've never been in there, but it's how I see Barney's Beanery.
I tried to make friends with like a straight couple once and they were like, meet us at the Belmont to watch football. And I was like, I can never speak to you again.
You're friends with too many gays.
I can't accept.
I think you did the right thing.
I don't regret it, but I'm like, I do pine for what could have been had they not brought the Belmont to play.
I'm so, but
don't say if you're talking to a woman or a gay man for certain, or a bisexual woman, or just like a woman of a certain age, like you just have to know better than to bring the Belmont. The Belmont has to be your own sick straight secret.
The only evil gays that go there are evil gays like Logan. And sure as hell, we see Logan. Not the Logan we love, the other Logan.
The other Logan.
Who's
the sinister...
Sinister gay Logan who like wanted to... Who I think was having a secret relationship with James at one point.
Yeah, we've never... The relationship that cannot be named...
But he's posted up at the bar next to Sandoval, looking orange as fuck.
He's so rules of attraction energy, like the big, you know, like when they do the reminiscing shots and they like zero in on someone in the background that's like sad. He's sad background rules of attraction movie.
Like the girl from War Paint.
Yeah. He's that girl.
Yeah.
He's gay that's posted up at the Belmont. Get out of there, honey.
Get out of there. He's watching Ally like a hawk. Go to Yak Bar. No, but
These are WeHo. This is, they don't cross Western.
Gays who only have straight friends, or a majority of their friends are straight.
It's a crisis.
There's something not right there. I'm sorry, not to judge.
It's true.
You need to get your shit together.
Tom has called everyone a call to arms at the Belmont because he wants to reconnect with his friends.
And to everyone's credit, they show up.
And Ariana and Katie show up. Scowls Maloney activated.
This is why I think this episode worked, is because we just need Ariana and Tom in the same space.
They don't have to speak to each
other. No, and they don't. And that actually makes it more iconic when she's fully ignoring him and he's longingly staring at her from across the room and she can feel his and is acknowledging.
It's a power move.
That's when I'm like, yes, girl. Yes,
step
girl.
Step into your pussy power and strut your stuff into the place and make him sweat. You don't have to say a damn word.
She gagged him.
She gagged his ass.
He goes, I did not expect her to show up for this. And then he looks at her and he goes, interesting.
Idiot.
Shut up.
Schwartz goes, hit Schwartz and Sandy. I also just love like seeing the two of them outcast by everyone. Because you know Schwartz is so uncomfortable with like anyone not liking him or judging him. He's like melting down inside.
Well, he's always been the most popular guy. Like, he's always been like the fun guy. Like, he's always been the most likable guy. Like, I bet he was like Mr. Popular in high school. And like,
well, also it's like he was so lucky to have a partner like Katie who was tough because he could use her surliness against her to make himself look even better. But when he doesn't have a scapegoat to be like, you're so crazy and I'm actually cool and normal, when in fact like he's it's fucking manipulative and a psycho himself, he loses his social cachet.
The Toms use their like, and Sandoval used Ariana to seem more normal.
Mm-hmm.
So the Toms use their former partners to like buttress their brand that they were selling, and now they're fucking bucket hat losers. And but to everyone's credit, they showed up, and I was happy. Even Lala's there. Everyone showed the fuck
up. I know.
Up.
I was like, poor Lala. Imagine having to be like a sober person with a kid going to the Belmont
with a shitty ex.
I know.
I like love Lala.
Me too.
I love her so much.
I'm like, she's a fucking fighter.
She's so I just love.
She's country strong as hell.
Katie and Allie talk, and Allie's like, I will be hanging out with Joe. I just want to let you know. And Katie literally goes, and she goes, it's giving infiltrating. She keeps saying it's giving. I'm like,
she like just got on TikTok.
Yeah. It's giving infiltrating. I'm like, just say it's, she's infiltrating.
Can't do it. Sando's like,
I really have to poop. I have to poop.
I'm like, go shit, bitch.
Yeah, go shit. God. Jesus Christ. They say that Belmont has the best pooping bathroom in West Hollywood.
I respect that. I respect like
maybe that's why
tea.
Everyone, all straight people go there is because they like can't poop in front of each other, so they just have to go to the Belmont.
Or maybe they all went because when they were doing tons of blow together, it was like a diuretic and they all had to take shits, because when you do a lot of coke, you have to poop a lot.
Thank God Ariana and Tom are in the same place though. Sheena goes up.
She's like, hey,
to have some serious talks with Schwartz and Sandy at the bar.
She basically is like, can you admit any kind of fault?
He goes, no, Sheena, what do you want me to say? Everything's all my fault. I just hate being a scapegoat. Gah.
And she's like, you need to get your shit together. Because if you can't admit fault, then like, you are not going to be accepted back into this group. And then she storms off. And then James out of nowhere just goes, Tom, get your shit together, man. God, mate. What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing, mate? God.
The best moment was James coming out of the shadows in like a shadowy dark area of the Belmont going, Tom, get it together, mate. Fuck you, mate. And so I'm going, oh, man.
But James is like, Tom should be grateful that James is like genuinely like wants Tom to like be back.
Fuck him.
Yeah. I think really at the end of the day, it's that. But
he wants to be bred.
He wants to be bred by Sandy.
Tom Sandoval and James should get together. That would be iconic if there was like an eventual just like,
well,
gay twin. If they went gay, all you have to do truly to get
a little gay,
all you have to do to get back in everyone's good graces is say you're gonna kill yourself and don't, and then go gay, and everyone will be like, work. That truly is all. If you ever find yourself in a real pickle and everyone hates you,
come out as queer.
You need to first be like, if you don't stop, I'm gonna kill myself, and then it'll shut everyone up. Then in the week long that they're all worried about you, you just have to come out as queer. Go as gay as you possibly can. If you're gay, go even gayer, or go bi.
James is like, please breed me, mate. breed me.
And I then, want you to breed me.
And then
Tom,
Santa
fuck
was like,
you, breed me.
Fuck you, mate, and fuck my hole. And then Santa was like, man, no. And then Logan comes out of nowhere. Evil Logan comes out of nowhere and goes, you can
just bends over.
He goes, you can breed me. And then James is like, get out of here, mate. I'm not gay. You fucking.
No one's ever bred with you. Certainly not me. I never did.
I've never breeding Puff. You fucking Puff. Get out of here, fairy. You fucking fruit bag. You won't be breeding this hole. This hole isn't yours. It's for Sandoval. It's for not Sandoval. I've never been bred.
I don't even like gays.
I don't even like gays. But I want to be bred. And then the next day, this scene kind of was a blah to me, but Sheena and Brock argue again about Sheena's...
No, I'm not interested.
I'm like, okay. And then,
I don't even think it's, like, real arguing. I think they just, like, need a storyline, so I'm choosing to believe that their relationship is functional, and if it comes out later that it's not and he's a really bad guy, I'm just gonna hedge right now and be like, don't at me.
Then we cut to Sandoval back on the treadmill, and he's breathing so heavily. And it's making...
But I also was like, what is this workout regime? Because I need to... He's looking 0% body fat vibes.
He's looking statue of the gods. I think his workout is...
He's looking ripped as hell. His workout is no eat.
No eat and MDMA and working out.
And depression.
Yeah.
And that can be a very, very good workout. But he's walking on an incline with like hand weights. And I was like, okay, I'm looking at those arms being like, maybe this is my key to like Madonna arms in 2024.
I was doing that for a minute.
I love that. Katie comes over. Katie and Ariana are in gather mode because Ariana's now going to have her sexy party tonight.
Tom's on the treadmill and he texts Anne to text Ariana. That I'm like, this is insane.
You're crazy for this. Imagine paying someone to text someone that's downstairs.
That he's coming down to make his like fart protein smoothie. And Ariana's like, do you mind if I go do my makeup alone while you wait down here? And Katie's like, sure, I'm getting paid. And then Tom comes down and he's
Katie
like.
Katie looks at the producer and they go 500. And she goes, okay, sure.
And she goes, yeah, that's fine. And then Tom comes downstairs and he goes, hey, looking good, Katie.
He goes, hey, what's up? Just here to make my protein shake. She goes,
no empathy. No, no compassion.
By the way, I just want to say, like, I'm really sorry for, like, what I said about you and Schwartz.
To her credit, Katie makes a great statement here. She basically
was lucid for once in her damn life.
She's like... She basically is like, you keep over explaining how sorry you are. And like, she's like, you need to put these actions into words. If you want us to like understand that you actually are sorry, you have to actually appear sorry and not just say you're sorry.
She goes, it's just words.
She goes, it's just words. It's not empathy.
She goes, what you did was fathomless. It was like,
and he goes, fathomless? Like, you can't even fathom it? Unfathomable?
Got incredibly defensive right off the bat when someone apologizes to you and then you like the thing about apology is like if someone's truly sorry they apologize and then understand like a conversation is gonna occur and there's gonna be like some back and forth like to get to a place of understanding. But if you apologize or someone apologizes and then immediately gets defensive, it negates the entire apology because the apology wasn't real. You're not really sorry because you're mad.
He goes, at first I was like, is he correcting because that's not a word?
No, he was just like, you can't even fathom what I did.
Like, oh, you fucking asshole. You Katie fucking dick.
Reads him to filth.
She goes, it's giving audacity. I'm like, oh my God, Katie.
Katie.
You had me, girl, and now you lost me again.
Just make friends with a goddamn dictionary.
Yeah.
Just, there's apps on your phone that's one word a day.
It is giving audacity.
It's giving audacity.
So there's this audacity.
She goes, queen, I will not be showing you any grace. I shan't be showing you grace today, queen. It's giving audacity.
She goes, so there's this audacity. It's giving audacity.
He goes, show me a shred of grace.
Bitch.
And she goes, no.
She's showing you it right now. She goes, no, I've got sandwiches to make.
No, cold cuts. She goes, so there's this cold cut.
She goes, no.
So there's a salami.
And he goes, all right, well, see you later, Katie. He goes, by the way, you look really good.
He goes, you look good.
Shut the fuck up, you fucking smell.
Imagine how stinky he is in that moment. I bet he's stinky.
I bet it kind of smells good.
Ew, I don't like stink.
Not even a little bit of armpit?
I like a little bit of musk.
I don't
a guy.
Like him disgusting.
No, but
like
I don't think it's good. I don't think it's good stinky. I think it's like...
You don't know until you sniff. That's the thing.
I want to go sniff. I'd be like, I'm going to go sniff his room. His room is filthy. His sheets smell like...
Sick.
His sheets smell like
his
salsa.
Room?
you know when someone's sheets haven't been washed and you know they haven't been washed in a while and they smell like salsa? You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
And I bet that's what his room smells like. I would go in. I'll be the sniff inspector, and I go.
You go first. This is like MTV when they sent like the person in with
room
the black
raiders.
Eye room raiders. Yeah. But it's room raiders rebooted as like very, very gay. And you go, first things first, a sniff inspection, and you just start sniffing around.
The nose knows, and I have a good nose. It's called the nose. It's just me and my big fucking
room
nose.
Roommate's the nose.
And it's just me. I can tell you a lot about someone.
A blind sniff test.
No, I'm really, our apartment is constantly,
you're sniffing good things out.
No, and like, I am so, don't I always smell good?
Yeah, you smell great.
There's a reason. And it's because I know I am very sensitive to smell. And I will go into that room, and if it smells like, I will know for a second that it's a straight guy's room because you know.
I think his room smells like yeasty.
You know what a guy's room smells like? It's like this damp, like sweat.
Oh my god!
Don't. Like,
kind of a sweet.
It's like a sweet sort of like ripe. It's fucking ripe. And I know his shoes probably smell. He needs to just get a good zhuzhing in that room. And I would go in and go, not up to par with my...
You go,
it is not giving...
It gets 1 out of 5 sniffs.
It's giving...
It gets 1 out of 5 noses.
It's giving 1 out of 5.
And then you do the black light test.
I won't even go that far.
It's just sniff.
It's just sniff.
And you go, this has got to go.
No, I'm like, I know. And you know Anne. Goddamn. God bless Anne, because she probably has to go into that.
No, you're crazy for that. You're crazy to subject yourself to Sandoval's dirty yeast sheets in order to just get a little screen time to promote your podcast. You could not catch me doing a man's laundry and cleaning up his cum rags. Tom also is so weird when he doesn't get his way. Like when he thinks something's going to happen and it doesn't happen, he becomes truly Gollum.
And you know what? Tom Sandoval used Schwartz to make himself look better, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was like the messy one, and Tom Sandoval had his shit together. And then we realized, no, you're just a yeasty.
Under the sheets smell like a dank a loaf is cooking.
Oof.
Don't tell Maloney.
Not the good loaf. And then he goes, you look really good. And she goes, okay. And then,
then
Tom comes over. Anyways, journaling. What kind of Unabomber fucking manifesto?
I think he just writes like observation. He's like, the walls are white. The lamp is yellow. Raquel won't talk to me.
It's giving.
Cameras, I'm being filmed. Like, it's just like. Stream of consciousness, like surface level.
They need to publish those journals one day.
He should publish.
I'd buy it.
Then, yeah, Schwartz comes over and is like, what's wrong, man? And then he's like, everything.
He takes out a plastic Ziploc bag with film pictures of him and Raquel, but Raquel's face is blurred out. But they were like...
That haunted me.
They were like, who took secret photos of them? I bet it was Joe or Schwartz.
Probably.
Probably it was Joe. There's like photos of Raquel and Tom like being a couple in photos together, and it was clearly they were taken during the affair. And Tom's and Sandoval goes, "Miss her so much, man." He's like, "God, look how happy we were in these." And you just see her in like one of those giant hoodies. Oh, and again, the like
his room is in a place of true disgusting crisis, and then he goes into his closet and weeps. And I was like, "Not crying in the closet."
He goes,
not crying in the closet while your best friend sits in like a chair covered in laundry. just beholding your meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Schwartz is so uncomfortable with, like, human emotion.
He starts crying and he's like, everyone thinks I'm like Scott Peterson. And then Schwartz goes, didn't he kill his wife? And he goes, allegedly. And I was like, oh my God.
Schwartz is like, dude, I really think like you're at the tail end of this, which I was like,
he's not.
The most people pleaser thing to say is someone that's truly in the middle of the crisis of their lives being like, you're at the tail end of this. I'm like, honey, it's 3 months in.
But I also.
This is just beginning. And Santa goes, dude, no, I'm not. He goes, everyone's looking at me and treating me like I'm Scott Peterson. That shit followed Scott Peterson around for the rest of his life, and this is going to follow me. And I was like, okay, you're starting to get it.
Yeah, Scott Peterson's on death row.
Allegedly.
There's a lot of people saying there's new evidence that. Did you see that?
No, we'll check in with Nancy.
Okay. Then Ariana has her crew over. Logan's there.
They play Never Have I Ever. And Sheena pops the fuck off.
They say, Never Have I Ever Been in a Threesome with Two Guys, and Brock raises his hand.
Brock drinks, and everyone's like, Brock? And James is like, Brock!
Brock, man, breed me! Fucking breed my hole!
And Brock says that he was in a foursome.
With a girl? Were there two guys?
I don't know. He says there were four people in the room when he was fucking. He goes in, but then he walks it back. But I was like, Brock, it's fine if you fucking got spit roasted by two guys.
Or I think he was just fucking a girl while there were gay guys, two gay guys fucking.
Maybe. That's either cool. Way. And then he clarified on the after show, they're like, James was like, when was that? And he's like, my San Diego dies.
San Diego is like a real swinger place.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sheena goes, I've been in an orgy with a famous person. And everyone goes, who? And she goes, let's just say my body's a wonderland.
She
and I was
goes,
like,
it was an A-list celeb. Let's just say my body was a wonderland.
So I was like, you were in an orgy with John Mayer?
Yeah, she said it was three girls and John in 2008.
She won.
Sheena needs to write a book about her whore years. From 2006 to 2008, Sheena was fucking and sucking her way through Hollywood. And I want to know more.
She won that contest that night.
She really did. She gagged everyone. And I'm glad that she's bringing it back to a place of mayor. We needed this.
I know. Allie and Joe do their astrology. I kind of fast-forwarded through this scene, I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah, Joe gets a reading. Allie tells her, she like reads a part of her chart and she's like, oh yeah, like this is where Libra energy shows up in your chart with like Tom Schwartz. And now seeing this, like, I definitely do think it's just a friendship bond. And Joe goes,
yeah. And she goes, but you never know, like sometimes friendships, I see that with people who are married because like you're
friends and anything could happen. And Joe goes,
and then we cut to
boys night at Tom.
Well, no, then we cut to Katie's comment about Joe again, about her being spooky, and then I'm still not over. I will set her on fire.
I will
along
light her
with
flame with Raquel. Jesus fucking Christ. Joe goes, well, it's thank you for meeting with me because none of the girls like me, and it's really been hard to be called a crackhead whore because my mom called me to ask me if I was on crack. And I was like, her mom probably read that and was like, oh my God, that explains it.
But I just will never get over. And everyone kind of glossed over that, but I will set her on fire along with Raquel.
Everyone was just like, they don't want to step to Maloney.
Everyone
when she,
was like, slay.
Go off, queen.
Go, yes.
And then Maloney found sandwiches and she seemed to be like cured of her
homicidal, her arson.
No, they were like, she needs the flame of an oven to light bread. They have told her you can set things on fire in a sandwich shop. We'll give you an oven and you can set bread on fire.
I will set her on fire. Fucking Jax meets the boys at dinner and it was all we needed.
Jax sits down. Schwartz has invited him, but also this is serving as the crossover to get us into the valley. But Jax sits down and just lights Sandoval up and he goes, dude, he goes, you look a lot better. You look a lot better because I saw a picture of you on social media recently and you look 50. And I was like,
and he goes, I'm opening up my new place. And they go, oh, is that right? And he's like, yeah, I'm opening up. It's called Jack's. And James goes, Jack's Tavern. And he goes, yeah. And he goes, He goes, well, you should talk to Schwartz and Sandy here. And then he goes, no offense, but you and Schwartz are the last people I want to ask for restaurant advice.
And they're both like...
And Sandoval just goes, fucking Jax.
And then Jax goes, you're literally a disgrace. And Tom is just brooding. But then Jax is like, look, I love you. Like, he goes, that's why I got this tattoo. And then I forgot that he has a tattoo on his forearm that says Tom, Tom, and I. Incredible. Bless you. Incredible.
No one gets to Sandoval like Jax.
And to let him, he just has free reign to roast, and it is a magical thing.
Jax looks like Stacey Keach.
I don't even know who that is, but I'm here for it. He does.
He goes, humble yourself. I was like, fuck yes. This is what he needs.
You're me 7 years ago. He goes, I've been through it, but now you're through it, and it's way worse. Everyone hates you. The whole world talks about you.
The whole world is talking about you. And Sandoval's like, I know, dude. Fuck. God, dude. Get off my neck, man.
And then Jax is like, man, you know, like, now that I'm out and I've had like a few years out of the clinker of Vanderpump Rules, things have been put into perspective, and like, I'm more mature and I've grown a lot as a man.
We'll see.
And he goes, that's why I'm heading over to the valley, and then walks out and gets in an SUV, and then we are literally in the valley. So stay tuned, because tomorrow we're recapping the valley.
We are.
So consider this the crossover event of the century.
Consider this your 2 weeks' notice.
Let's talk about the cult members.
We are going to shout them out.
Makeup Frish. Denise Jeanette Bruce.
Rachel in Dublin.
Gina Sapienza.
Sarah Elizabeth.
Lucy from London. Brooke Johansson. Rachel Knight. Brittany Ryan. Breed me. Danielle McMillan. Bridget Wisikowski. Lady Swamp Witch gives no fucks.
Jessica Hernandez.
Lazara.
Mazel Tov.
Mary.
Mike Earhart.
Sharon Baum. Realtor. Timothy Shield. Summer Moon Honey Davies. Matthew Thomas. Owsley Robinson. Mariah Kay.
Kathy.
What's her last name?
Whist.
Michelle Martino.
Kit Moore.
Hillary.
Orlando.
Patron of the Farts.
Nick Sedaris.
Emily. Kim Lucas. RJ.
RJ. Jeffrey. Pradama.
Guys.
We love you. Thank you for continuing, for your extra, extra special patronage to all of our patrons and even to our free listeners. We love all of you.
We love all of you. Thank you for your support. And we'll see you tomorrow for our big old Valley recap.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/sexyunique.